It's been said that in Iowa there are two seasons, winter and road construction. Now, while there's a lot of truth to that, there's really about in our mind about what the IRS does and how they do it and whatever, but that's really not their MO. General's office has a note for us about tax season as well. And as you would have mentioned, it has to do with scams going on around the state of Iowa at this particular time. Now, you may or may not have heard about some of these things that go on, but, you know, when it comes to scams, they're not even that creative anymore. It's pretty much just coming right at you. And there's been quite a surge around the state of Iowa, actually across the country, but in this particular instance, we're concerned with folks here in Iowa, but there's been quite a surge in the reports of government imposter scams being reported to the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division these days. And Iowa law enforcement agencies, they say, are receiving dozens of complaints each day from around the state regarding these types of different scams, as Iowans constantly are reporting these types of phone calls, these types of interactions to local law enforcement agencies across the state. Of course, once they're reported to the local law enforcement agencies, once they've got it all logged in, then they pass that information along too, so that folks can kind of keep track of what's going on around these parts. But the Attorney General's office is telling us that Iowans, or what they're reporting, is that callers will get a hold of them claiming that they're with the IRS, or they're also warning that also they could be with local authorities. And then they warn the caller, the person that they've called, that they have to act immediately because you have to clear up some sort of a supposed fee or taxes or debt of some sort. And as you can imagine, anytime anyone hears that, they start to get a little bit nervous anyway. We all have this small phobia when we hear the letters I, R, and S all put together anyway. But scammers are using different types of intimidation and threats to extract money from folks these days. Now, what they're telling us is that the imposter callers say that they represent a federal, state, or local governmental agency. And then they'll often spoof their numbers on your caller ID displays. What that means is that a display can mask the true number that they're calling from and then falsely display an actual or claimed government number. Caller ID sounds like a great idea on the surface, but that can be spoofed and goofed with and whatever else too, so it's not always true. Callers will then demand immediate payment, and then they'll tell the recipients that they have to use a credit card, a debit card, or perhaps a prepaid debit card, like a green dot card. Callers will then threaten the recipients with court actions or even arrest if they don't pay right away. You owe this. This is what happens if you do not pay. Sounds a little bit like the mob, doesn't it? Doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Well, they're getting these types of calls where they're getting false information. They're getting instructions on how to take care of this supposed debt. And then, of course, they get threatened with penalties of different types if they don't follow through on these requests. Now, the Attorney General's office does remind us that the IRS doesn't make calls like this. I know we have thoughts about in our mind about what the IRS does and how they do it and whatever, but that's really not their MO. State and local governmental agencies also don't make calls like this either. So they suggest that if you do get a call like that, just hang up. And again, how many times have we said it? We're Iowans. We're polite by nature. We take folks at face value most of the time, which is why sometimes we can become prey to these scams maybe fairly easily at different times. So it's okay to be rude once in a while. In fact, I don't even consider it being rude. If you get a call like that, they're intruding on your space. You didn't ask them to call. So if you do get one of these phone calls like that, you suspect something is wrong. You don't even have to be rude. Just hang up. Just eliminate the call. It's no different than standing there visiting face-to-face with someone, and you just don't want to. You walk away. You don't have to be rude to them or say anything to them. Just walk away. So just hang up the phone. And if you want to take an extra step to ensure that you really don't owe the government agencies any money, you could just call that agency directly to verify. In fact, I've heard that working many times when folks will, we've heard the old stories about how, you know, they always seem to make these phone calls at dinner time, just about the time you sat down at the table with the family to have your evening meal. The phone rings, you get up, you pick it up, and it's something you really didn't, you know. It's not an important issue, it's not a friend, it's not a relative, it's something else. And then folks would say, well, I tell you what, I've just sat down to dinner here a little bit ago. What time do you eat? And I'll call you back. That usually gets rid of them pretty quickly, too. Well, now, what they also say, too, is that the Attorney General's office is giving folks some instructions on how to report these types of things as well. So if you do happen to be someone who may have been victimized, may have lost money through an IRS scam or any other government impersonation scam, then what you really need to do is report it to your local law enforcement, police, sheriff's office, what have you. Be specific. Give them the exact times. Give them the telephone numbers and things that came up, even if they are just spoofed numbers. At least they've got something to work with. The more detailed information that they can get when you do report that, because they do keep track of these types of things and they can put together a database and they can kind of see if there are some similarities specifically between the different reports that they might get. So, you know, if you do get victimized, I know it's embarrassing. People get embarrassed. Sometimes they don't report these things because they just can't believe that they fell for something like that. Well, these folks are pretty tricky, and they're professionals. It's what they do for a living. So if they do happen to get anything from you, report that immediately to local law enforcement so that can be followed up on. Also, some other notes here, too, with regard to reporting that stuff that happens. If you did get one of these phone calls, but you weren't actually scammed out of anything, you still should report that. Any kind of government imposter scams should be reported, again, for the same reasons we just outlined, because they do keep a database, they do keep track of these types of things, and they do look for all these similarities so that they can follow up. You can report it in a lot of different ways. If you weren't actually scammed, then it's probably not a law enforcement issue necessarily locally, but you could report it to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, the FTC Complaint Assistant. Online, they have a spot on their website. It's ftccomplaintassistant.gov. You can report that stuff there, too, and they will take that information. Also, Iowans who may want to verify whether they owe federal taxes or penalties, just contact the IRS directly. You know, if you get one of these phone calls, I guess that's the easiest way to go about that is just to hang up from these folks. And if you're not sure or if you are concerned that maybe there was some validity to it and you might owe, even if it is an IRS agent you hung up on, that's okay. You can follow up on it later. You can call the IRS telephone assistance number. That's 1-800-829-1040. 800-829-1040. So that's easy to do. And if Iowans who were not scammed but who might wish to report being contacted by an IRS impersonator can also report it to the U.S. Treasury Inspector General for Taxpayer Administration. And you can find that on the Treasury website. That's treasury.gov, and they have plenty of information there too of how to get a hold of them through the web, or you can do that through an 800 number as well. So just like, you know, we need something else to worry about during tax season, the tax scams that sometimes come along with those kinds of things. Be prepared just in case you get one of those off phone calls, and just hang up. Do yourself a favor, just hang up, and then follow up on it if you're concerned at all after the fact.